Millie, good morning.
Morning, Tess. How you going?
I am very well. Now, I am the first one to admit that I am completely clueless when it comes to movies and all this fun stuff. So
yeah,
what can you tell
quite
us?
Aware. Well, at least I'm sure you know that this year hasn't been the best for movies.
No, I've heard you talk about that before, yes.
I think the whole internet has talked about that. Well, this is the time of year where all the movies that are dedicated to winning awards come out. So this is when all the actual good movies or Oscar bait movies kind of come out, because throughout the year, as we've kind of said, very, very poor. It's either been like, this is the worst thing ever, or just meh. There have been a few good gems, things like Deadpool, which a lot of people were very surprised about. Even critics loved it. And even just some smaller ones like Sing Street actually got a Golden Globe nomination. And that was a very small movie, which was kind of like a biography of the director, of him growing up in Ireland and kind of studying at a Catholic school. Kind of started like a little like band with like 80s music just to impress a girl.
It's
fantastic. Everyone should watch it. But now it comes to the time where all the ones that have really dedicated to winning awards have kind of come out. But even though they've been shown at festivals throughout the year, but this is when they've come out for the public. But even in Australia, some of them don't even come out till February here. So we're not lucky about that. But I was lucky. I was able to see one of the front runners for everything, La La Land. I got to see it early. And this will definitely win a lot of awards. It's fantastic. It's the same director who directed Whiplash a few years ago, if you heard about that, Tess.
No, I haven't heard of Whiplash, although I do know of La La Land. I've seen that one. I've seen the trailer for it on TV. I've heard people talking about that one,
yeah,
and I have heard.
It's getting a lot more hype because this is like, he's already gotten a film that's won. Like, J.K. Simmons won the Oscar for Whiplash. This will probably win a lot of things. It will definitely win, in my opinion, best song, because it's a musical, and
that would make sense.
But there's a lot of other like songs and like from animations and stuff that have been talked about a lot. Like Moana coming out has songs by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda that's being talked about a lot, but I don't think it will beat La La Land. But also La La Land will win because it's a movie about Hollywood, and Hollywood loves movies about Hollywood. It's the modern Singing in the Rain.
Okay.
And Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are fantastic. And they're not the most like trained singers, which I think really works in this. And it was very beautifully shot, so that'll win cinematography. That's one of the front runners. Another one of the front runners is Manchester by the Sea, which is again a very small movie about an uncle kind of helping, you know, a nephew along when his father passes away. So that's been shown throughout the year at festivals as well, and has always been a movie that critics kind of loved. And it has Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother, as the lead, and he's already won the Critics' Choice Award for it. And it's so that's looking promising that the other Affleck brother will get Oscars as well.
Oh, God, I didn't know he had a brother.
He has a brother.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's not just Ben and Matt Damon.
News to me.
Yeah. And the other one is Moonlight. These are the kind of the three big ones. Moonlight is about the whole war on drugs in Miami, and primarily a cast of people of color, which is great. And it's about a young man kind of coming to terms with the world around him, anti-sexuality. So it's kind of very indie style, directed by a man of color as well. So that's always promising. Barry Jenkins. So this is a year where there's not going to be a whole boycotting Oscars because of people of color, because we even have someone like Dev Patel being nominated a lot now for Lion, who he plays an Australian. Well, you know, he was adopted by an Australian, Nicole Kidman.
Hey.
He plays his adopted mother, but he's going back to find his brother and his family. But yeah, he has a great Australian accent.
Love
that
it.
That helps. Another thing, Hacksaw Ridge, whether you like it or not, because of Mel Gibson, but that it swept the awards here a few weeks ago at the Australian Film Awards. But that's being nominated for a few things too, so which is good for the Australian industry again. But there's yeah, it's quite diverse this year, which is very good interesting. Quite a few people of color, especially with the women, because you have Viola Davis in Fences, and she actually did the play version of Fences as well.
Okay.
So she has played this character for ages. And it's interesting because they ask her, is it easy to come back and do it now for film? Because it was actually directed by Denzel Washington, who plays the leading man in it. And she's like, no, because she never felt like she got the character when she was on stage. But now she feels like she's got it. And she won the Critics' Choice for supporting role. Again, more women of color. You've got Octavia Spencer for Hidden Figures, something I really want to see about the black women who actually helped the moon landing, that, you know, the scientists, it shows that there were actual people that Hidden Figures, because no one ever speaks about them, which is exciting. And again, for the males, you've got also people of color like Denzel Washington being nominated for actor. He hasn't been nominated for director, and people don't really think he will. People really think that supporting role is going to go to, I'm going to butcher his name, but Mahershala Ali from Moonlight, who kind of plays like, the drug supplier of the whole, the one who kind of finds the boy. And it's actually, from what I've heard, because it hasn't come out here, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, so they're like the main things that have been like talked about. Again, you've got like the animated movies, and there's been quite a few good animations this year. We haven't seen Moana yet, but everyone's raving about not only how good of a movie it is, but it's first kind of Disney princess that has a normal waistline.
Yeah.
So that's great. You've got Sing that's coming out too. But earlier in the year, we've had Zootopia, which actually taught kids a lot about, there's all these subtones of racism in it, which is very interesting. And there's Kubo and Two Strings, which is absolutely fantastic. I really like, no matter if you have to be a child to love it, it's fantastic. I really recommend it. There's just a lot going on. And one thing that's really shocked people is Tom Hanks hasn't been nominated for Sully for anything.
He hasn't.
No, because, you know, everyone loves Tom Hanks.
I love Tom Hanks.
No one loves Tom Hanks more than me. I saw Sully. I really enjoyed Sully. And usually he's like the Meryl Streep. Gets nominated. She is nominated for Florence Foster Jenkins, which was a very, very nice movie with Hugh Grant. And Hugh Grant, you know, he's back. He's acting. So people were very surprised by that. But the bigger shock is that Martin Scorsese has been trying to make a movie for about 20 years called Silence. It's finally, people thought it was going to come out last year. It didn't. People were waiting for a trailer. The trailer just came out like a month, 2 months ago. Not a long time.
Okay.
And it's just being released because there's like a deadline of when movies can be released.
Oh, okay.
Even though they're limited release for them to be considered. And no nominations.
Wow.
It hasn't been. People really thought it was going to be there. People thought apparently Liam Neeson and Andrew Garfield are great in it. Nothing.
You'd be really mad if you've been working on something for 20 years.
Well, like, he's been wanting to make it. Like, every time he's made something, he'd be like, Silence is next.
Yeah.
After The Aviator, Silence is next. After The Wolf of Wall Street, Silence is next. And he finally was able to do that. But nothing. And no one is more shocked than me, because if it's a Martin Scorsese movie, you usually, you know, I mean, it took him a while to get his directing Oscar, but he's usually been nominated. And, like, I know his editor has won, like, multiple times. So it's very interesting to see, because, yeah, he's usually, like, a front runner, like, someone, you don't know much about film, but you've heard of Martin.
I do not.
Yeah, you know, you've heard of Martin Scorsese, though.
I have.
Exactly. So it's very interesting to see that he hasn't been nominated, or the film hasn't been recognized. People think that Andrew Garfield's Not for Hacksaw Ridge also is for that and Silence, because they do that a lot. The Academy in particular, which we haven't seen their nominations, but it usually follows the same things as like the critics and Golden Globes. They're usually very similar, besides the fact that the Golden Globes kind of they show more comedies as well, which the Academy doesn't. Besides La La Land, but that's a musical, so they like musicals. So, yeah, they usually like, for example, people really think that Leo didn't win the Oscar for The Revenant. He won for his body of work last year. And he was just, that was just the time where no one was better to do that.
I was just happy he got an Oscar.
Yeah, I mean, it killed the memes.
I know.
Killed the memes, but
that was such a good meme too. Leo wants an Oscar.
Yeah, but now people just want him to do, like, the worst movie ever. Just now that he's won his Oscar, he can just do a bad comedy with his buddy, Jonah Hill.
Oh, I would pay to see Leonardo DiCaprio in a bad comedy.
I think everyone would, too.
I would be there in the front row.
Yeah. Let's all just hope Leo does something bad. Go full Nicolas Cage. Wins an Oscar, goes down a rabbit hole of bad movies.
I support that so much. Yeah,
people forget that Nick Cage has an Oscar.
I didn't know he had an Oscar. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he was good once.
Oh, Leo. Amazing. Well, Millie, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us this morning.